Time for our Wednesday newsline, which means a check of news being reported today in the Standard Examiner of Ogden. Dave Greiling from the Standard Examiner joins us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Lee.
Well, let's start out with a report by Loretta Park concerning the unanimous passage in the State House of Representatives yesterday of House Bill 88, which has been known as Aubrey Joe's Law. Who's Aubrey Joe?
Well, she was a young child that died in an auto accident last year, and the bill was pushed, I guess, by her grandparents through their local legislator.
And basically, this deals with adoption laws, which the grandparents had are quoted of saying have been broken. And this would basically prevent discrimination in custody cases based on gender, race, ethnicity, or religion.
Right. It's not quite adoption laws. It's custody laws. And in this case, the grandparent's son, the father of the little girl that died, had been trying to get custody and was not. The custody instead went to the mom, and she was driving the car while on drugs that was in the accident that killed the girl.
She's now in prison, and the assumption and the sponsor has stated, Representative Ryan Wilcox, that there is basically gender bias in these custody cases.
Right, that's kind of what drove the legislation, the feeling that in many of these cases the two parents are not treated equally, and that's what this bill is trying to address.
And the grandparents, Dale and Julie Anderson, were in the House gallery yesterday to watch
it
pass.
That's right, they were there when the House approved the bill.
I think a unanimous vote indicates it has substantial backing, but it does have to move through the Senate, too.
Right, that's the next step.
Another story today in the Standard Examiner, Scott Schwebke reports the case of a man whose body was unearthed in a Roy backyard. The victim has been identified as a California resident.
Well, yes, actually, he came from California to Utah last year, supposedly to take a construction job, and the family reported him missing in May when he didn't respond to telephone calls and texts. And Layton police last week got a tip, and that ended up with digging up the yard at this Roy home where they did find the body, and he was identified yesterday.
And they have arrested the owner of the duplex, Sarah Nicole Munn, for a charge of felony obstruction of justice.
That's right. She apparently is the girlfriend of an individual that the victim was last seen with. So the investigation is continuing from there.
And this person had rented a backhoe at some point.
Right. The boyfriend, according to court records, Munn told authorities that the boyfriend did dig a hole in the yard. Supposedly it was for a trampoline to go in there.
Sure, we'll hear more on that case. Finally, briefly, a meeting reported by Brian Saxton between FEMA officials and local folks in Davis County to assess the progress in getting support for damage from that big windstorm.
Right. Well, FEMA and the feds did declare the county a disaster area as a result of the December windstorm. So this is the next step in the process in helping the municipalities and other entities that suffered damage getting the paperwork in order so they can get money to help pay for and repair the damages.
There's no indication the money won't be coming, but it's just a matter of getting the proper paperwork filed?
Right. It's just it's kind of the next step. Next step along the way. They have a deadline to meet, so FEMA helps the appropriate authorities, if you will, fill out the paperwork and get it in the pipeline.
Dave Greiling of the Ogden Standard Examiner, thanks for joining us on Newsline.